Today, in this second Sunday of Easter, we celebrate also Divine Mercy Sunday. We celebrate that God lavishly gives us His compassion, His kindness, and His forgiveness. His mercy. We celebrate that. And one of the means in which God gives this mercy, this forgiveness, of course, is in the sacrament of reconciliation. As I've mentioned oftentimes, why did God come down to this earth in Jesus Christ? Why did He? And we know through scriptures that indeed God came down to this earth for repentance of sins and forgiveness, to bring us to repentance, to come to know that we indeed are sinful people, that we have faults and failures in which we need to be redeemed. And so God came down to this earth to bring repentance, but not just repentance. He loves us to bring forgiveness, to unite us back to Him. But He also died and He rose and He came back to life. And why did He do that? Why did He come back to life? To institute the sacrament of reconciliation. He not only calls us to repentance, but He reconciles us through a special grace. You know, here at St. Cecilia, we have confession every single day, and I don't do that to tout, to say we are better, because St. Cecilia has confessions every day. I'm not trying to outshine another priest or another parish. We have reconciliation here every single day because it was a fruit of prayer. I was praying, and I came upon, you know, just embracing that God came down here for the forgiveness of sins, and that He gave my priesthood to reconcile people. And I'm thinking, well, what should I be doing the most of? Well, I should be available to bring sinners back to God, to give them the grace to overcome. And so I was in the confessional the other day, and, you know, we started confessions, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, every single day, and the numbers have grown. And sometimes I used to think that I could get done in 15 minutes every single day, but now I can't even put my appointments a half an hour after, you know, Mass anymore, because I was in confessional yesterday for 50 minutes. You know, it was just me and there was a long line. People were saying, Father, you know, there's a very long line. You've got to keep it moving. So, and so I did. It's the very people that tell me to keep it moving that go slow. But as we were in the sacrament, I was thinking in between penitence, I was thinking about the fact of the announcement last week that I would be pastor for the pastoral region for St. Anthony, St. Margaret, St. John's, and St. Cecilia. I'll be the pastor. And amidst that, what I didn't tell you, which I did know, I thought that was enough to say on Easter, was that the Archbishop had asked me to receive a parochial vicar, so we'll be getting an associate, most likely a newly ordained priest, which is going to be fantastic. The idea of having newly ordained priests in this region is fantastic. But in the midst of that, I'm thinking, that's great, because we can offer the sacrament more. I mean, when people come here on Saturday and there's a line of 20 people, you know, people don't have to get downcast and say, well, I don't have time for that. I can have another priest here, you know, to reconcile people. Indeed, that's why God came down to this earth, for the forgiveness of sins, to bring His mercy and compassion and kindness. And we celebrate that here on Divine Mercy Sunday. We celebrate that we can do more of that, maybe potentially, in the future. But Divine Mercy Sunday is celebrated not just because God brings divine mercy, brings His compassion, brings His kindness, brings His forgiveness, but also we celebrate it for what it can do for us. You know, our world, you know, Monsignor Lane was saying that, and I oftentimes listen to Monsignor Lane before I preach, and he was just saying, and he's actually on radio. He does a radio program on the scriptures in Columbus. That's where his original diocese is, if you want to check it out. But he does a meditation. And he was saying, you know what? The world is full of unrest and not peace because of ourselves, because of our sins. You know, it's our doing, but it can be our doing to bring peace to the world. Indeed, we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday. No, because we can be bearers of compassion. We can be bearers of kindness. We can be bearers of forgiveness. Indeed, we celebrate that because God gives us the grace to do that. He gives us the spiritual wherewithal to do that. You know, even though at times it can be tough to do that as a parent, it can be tough to do that as a child, it can be tough to do that as a co-worker and friend. You know, we can all have moments when it's difficult, but indeed God gives us this grace. That's why He came down. He gave us the grace to do that, to bring God's mercy into the world. Indeed, He brought it, and now it's our turn to do it. Indeed, we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday today. God's mercy and the mercy that we can flow through this earth to bring His peace. Amen.